what I'm really focusing on now, delivering training to big companies, actually. So it's all about, let's say, communication. I'm a certified DISC profiling coach where you can profile people, and it's not like putting them into a box. It's more like, okay, this might be your type of things, and then you can dial up and down things to become a better leader and communicator. So that's what I go into companies. I deliver communication trainings if we look for the bigger hat, in five areas: productivity, technology, culture, people, creativity, and innovation. But all comes down for me in life and in business, I think all comes down to communication, all problems and all solutions. And that's, I think a lot of people have difficulties with that. And even though we do it every day, we write, we meet, we talk to ourselves, but being clear and a good communicator, let's say, is not the easiest thing. So that's what I'm focusing on now. And that's a company called Let's Talk, delivering those trainings. And it's not about obviously changing everything they're doing, because it's not possible. You can't go into a company and say, okay, I'm here, I'm changing all your processes now, because the processes are there for a reason and they probably need to be there. It's more about the mindset and personal development that then benefits the entire team, where then the team grows and the individual grows, but also the company will grow with it. Because if you have happy people in the company and good people, then that helps the company. And having worked with entrepreneurs and startups for like more than a decade, what I am also doing with these trainings is like basically creating this entrepreneurial spirit within the company. So that means my desk is my business, kind of thing, so that the team really buys into that company, into the values, and is really excited about working there and loves going to work and loves bringing and moving that company forward as well. Improving your communication skills, the first thing you have to do is work on your listening skills, and actually listening, not just hearing things, but listening to what people are saying, how people are saying, and that will give you so many clues on how you can support them and what's motivating them, what's stressing them. And then it's always this, you know, like people say, work with the strengths, not with the weaknesses. And I'm not saying that no one needs to improve anything. That's not what it's about, no. But it's about understanding a person and not trying to drag them into something that will not be 100%. And that's then when they don't have this entrepreneurial spirit, yeah. We usually start with a 2-day workshop, and that could be 2 days in person there, or it could be multiple shorter ones online, because it would be impossible, a bit too much to do them online. And like I mentioned, it's mainly five areas I'm looking into. And if we're picking, for example, because I'm not going to go through all, if we're talking about people, okay, I said one of the topics is people. That might be like a personal development thing. So we might go into, they struggle maybe with personal goal, maintaining motivation, the productivity goes down, job satisfaction goes down, and there's no space for personal growth, really. So that might be the problem, the headache, let's say, that they have at that point. So we would be looking, for example, at goal setting and understanding that person better. So how to maintain motivation for people, how to create career prospects within the company, aligning the values of that person with the company values, things like that. We might be talking about creativity. So there's not a lot of ground for creative thinking, which then doesn't allow for innovation, and again for this joy that you have in that work environment. So there we might look into design thinking and creative processes, how to encourage creative thinking, balancing this creativity with practicality within that business, and then also how to measure things. I think one of the main things is really important that you always measure also what comes out of that, and that can be sometimes a bit tricky with like this innovation, creativity. How do you measure that? But I developed like a working method, which is called UNLOCK. I like acronyms. And basically, and this is basically to unlock this entrepreneurial spirit if we do that. So it's about understanding what's needed, because no workshop is the same. I basically co-create with that company the workshop and the content, depending on what they need in that moment. Because what I don't want to do is like a two-day workshop, and then it's like, oh, okay, I learned something, but what do I do with that now? And there's no outcome. So it's really understanding what's needed. Then the N stands for nominate the content. So that's why I said we collaborative co-create with the client together what would be delivered. And then the trainings are like this 30-70 kind of split. So 30% I'm, let's say, teaching, I'm training them on something, new concepts or something. But then 70% is really how to apply that and understand that and working through that. Then we have the O for optimize and implement. So this is to ensure really that this seamlessly goes with what they're already doing. Because like I mentioned, it's not about I go in, you have to change everything that you do in your company, because that is not going to work. So, and neither do I want to do that, because I'm not there to create a new company or something. The C for conduct assessments. And that's like I mentioned, okay, we need to assess things that can be with mood trackers of depending on what you want to do, new ideas that came out. Maybe staff was promoted that was participating in that training. So that is not like immediately after. Of course, I assess how the workshop went, what they got out of it and things like that. It's more a long-term observing and assessment, let's say. And then the K in Unlock is keep on learning, keep on being curious and things like that. And it's not done with this two-day workshop. Of course, we touch on one thing, but usually it's something a lot more underlying that that you might want to work on. And then there might be other workshops, either with managers, with the team. There might be one-to-ones with the managers, one-to-one coaching over a few months or something like that.